Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle on the internet and for the nerds every weekday morning. I am Gregor. I host mornings on 107.7 The End. I do all these podcasts. It's fun. Here we go. Happy Earth Day. 50 years of pretending like we're going to change the Earth for the better. That is a pessimistic way of saying that, huh? You have to forgive me, I'm losing my voice. I blew it out a little bit this morning at like 6:36, I would say, when I was trying to do nerd talk, and I yelled, and boom. So we won't go too long here. But I just have thoughts every year on Earth Day. I'm so torn because we got to do better, and every little thing we do does help, but we're also growing at this insane, awful rate where there's so many humans and so much industry and so much technology, and it's not going to help the Earth get better. Like, we have to do, like, radically more in order to get for it to get better. But here's the catch. We have to do radically more for it to get better the way that we want it to be. Humans have this way of romanticizing how the Earth should be. And I'm all for it, because, like, I have to participate, too, and I want it to be nice, and I want to walk around and have it, like, look cool and beautiful, and there be biological diversity and stuff. But the Earth has been trying to kick our ass since we showed up, and we have stayed around. But also, we've only been around for something like 10,000 generations, quarter million years, right? You could check my math on that. I might be wrong. But, like, still, not that long compared to the 4.5 billion years that they think the lifespan of the Earth has been. Also, if you don't believe in any, either of those stats, if you're like, we've been here for 6,000 years, we would have a hard time being friends. You might enjoy stupid writing and dumb things I say, but I can't get there with you. Sorry. Not sorry. I'm not sorry. Why am I apologizing? Anyway, the Earth is full of crazy diseases and animals that want to bite our faces off and eat us until we're deliciously digested and pooped out so they can continue living. There's all kinds of crap trying to get us. We've just developed faster and better than it, specifically in the last, like, 250 years. That's, like, 10 generations of people that have done okay. But, like, before that, we were still, like, murdering the crap out of each other and, like, running around in small collective raping and murdering everybody just, like, 5,000 years ago. Maybe even, like, more recently than that. But my point is that we think of ourselves sort of separate from nature. Like, I'm going to go out into nature. That's preposterous. We are just as much nature as anything else. I don't know who wrote about it the other day, but someone was talking about how we're a virus on Earth. Nope. We're natural. Atom bombs, natural, because the natural thing made them. They might be destructive and awful, but we all exist as a part of this big system. Now, if someone can prove to me that we were somehow spawned from another dimension or something like that, fine. I would have that talk. But when you say you want to protect the Earth, Earth doesn't give a crap. We might be like killing all the animals and everything like that, but they only been here for a little bit of time. And after we're gone, unless we blow up the Earth will still be here. And it'll continue earthing. Alan Watts, a philosopher, once said that you never know who's come by this planet. He's just generalizing. I don't think he believes in like aliens showing up or whatever. You'd have to ask him. He's dead. But that, like, aliens would come here and see that the Earth wasn't doing much and be like, well, it's a wet rock. See you, nerds. Fly off. And then they come back around on their way home from the galactic grocery store or whatever. And they stop by and they're like, oh, look, that little marble thing, it's peopling. Just like all the trees are killing us with the allergies right now, it's just part of a cycle. I know it's bleak to think that way. And like I said, we should do better to make the Earth a better place, I think, because I want to live in it the ideal way that we think of it, that utopian way where it's lush and successful and prosperous for everyone. But that is not what's going on for this planet. Like, if we all die in the next 50 years, Earth's going to keep going. Like, the dinosaurs gone, Earth's still here. Giant super meteor hits it, or asteroid or whatever, Earth's still here. It just might be here without us. So, happy Earth Day. Let's try and keep the Earth from murdering us. That's a lot less pleasant of a slogan.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 12,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington State, including 682 deaths. Look, that's still 30 people that died just yesterday alone. Sad stuff. We're not through this yet. The governor addressed his plan to get us restarted with no date. It sucks that he even has to mention step one. Have tests available so we know when people have it.
Duh.
How are we so bad at this? People are definitely boozing at home while they're supposed to be working, says research by alcohol.org. Oh, is that a thing? Oh, I guess, yeah, it is a thing. The top poison of choice is beer. Well, sign me up. I'm going to booze for work today at noon when we go live on Instagram with Nick from Dreamers. Online streaming giant Netflix added 16 million new subscribers during the shutdowns. Does that seem low to anyone else? I mean, to be fair, that's like 5% of all Americans. Whoa, never mind. The National Spelling Bee has been canceled for the first time since 1945. The last time was because we were busy fighting Nazis in World War II. Holy crap. And stop driving like you're a freaking NASCAR racer, says the Washington State Police in a headline at KomoNews.com. People are getting busted hauling it down High 5 and 405 like they're late to put Kyle Busch into the wall or something.
You just got news.
I'm just going to move right into Nerd Talk because my voice is just, it's slipping. So something crazy happened. It's Nerd Talk.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah.
The nerds over at NBC have rolled out the soft launch of their own streaming service, Peacock, and you can evidently jump right in it today if you're already a Comcast user, specifically their 4K streaming box, Flex. It should be available for X1 by the end of the month, otherwise the full rollout won't be until July. If you want to cut out the ads, you're still going to need to fork over $5 a month. The Mandalorian Season 2 isn't out until October, but the team at Disney is already working on Season 3. Can't even imagine, what is it like? Baby Yoda, the college years. He's finally turned 200, and the Mandalorian has been dead for 95 years. Now you could watch the child turn into an adult green thingy, chugging big boy beers and taking bong rips in his dorm room. Oh no, Meatball's choking up. Baby Yoda. And finally, in the newest Call of Duty update, players who join into the Battle Royale mode, Warzone, if you're suspected of cheating, you'll now be assigned to battle one another. That's amazing. Imagine the rage quitting in those matches.
I hate this game, it cheats!
Yeah, I mean, they also get banned because you're the worst, you freaking cheaters.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Thanks as always for the hang. Sorry that I had to be such a bummer up front, but I just... It's just that we got to understand what we're talking about a little bit better. What do I know? I'm an idiot.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.